The Gemara just finished saying the bottom Yudalad Amud Beis. We had a stira in the Mishnah in Yuma to the Mishnah in Tomid. By Mishnah in Yuma state, Makdias Akteris Umetris Anegris, which says, implies, Akteris is before Atovas Anegris. And the Mishnah in Yuma says that when it comes to the pious, the menorah is before the Akteris. It says, Mishazach be menorah, and the pious Ashlishi is Mizach be Akteris. So the first Teretz of the Gemara was Reb Shimon Shamitzpi. In fact, the Gemara in Tomid Alein, it's Muchach Reb Shimon Shamitzpi is not Stam Tomid. So over there it says, you come to Keren Mizrochis Tzvoinis, you do Achash Yishtayim, and Marov is Droim is Achash Yishtayim, and Reb Shimon Shamitzpi argues on Stam Tana of Tomid. He says you do Achash Yishtayim, you do Marov is separately and Droim is separately when you come to that corner diagonal. So it's not Mishnah in Tomid. So Rabbi Yechon wants to say, no, Yuma is a Pshimon Isha Mitzvah. We weren't sure who was a Pshimon Mitzvah, either Yuma or Tomid. So then the Gemara is a Kash, and Yuma itself is a Stira. Why is there a Stira in Yuma? Because by us it says in the Mishnah that it's Makdias Akteris, Mitzvah Neiris, Neiris is after Akteris. And yet later on Daf Chav Hei it says, Pais HaSheni is Mimedash Zamanoira, Dish Zamanoira, and then Pais HaShlishi is Akteris. So we see clearly that Menoira is before Akteris. In Yuma itself, it's a stira. On that, Abaye answered, "Kam ba'tovas shtei neiris, kam ba'tovas chomesh neiris." It's not a stira. The Mishnah in Yuma is talking about, by us, is talking about before the second last two neiris that you do, your first five and then aktora, and then two. So the Mishnah by us is talking about before the last two, the atov of the last two, and later on in Daf Chafei is talking about after the first five. So it says, Hatovas Aneiris, and then Akteris, and then Akteris. Because Hatovas Aneiris is the first five, and then the Akteris. Zog de Gemara, since when do we hold that Akteris was between the Hatov of the five and the two? That's a machlekes, if it's Abishol and Rabbonon. After all, Abaye learned, the Marochi, he learned Alibid Abishol, that it's the Hakovas Atomit, the Shrit and the Zvika that takes place in between. So the Gemara says, "En chenami." That's Abaya Alibe de Abishol. But Alibe de Rabbonon, it's Taka de Kteris. And that is the machloikas that we're holding right now, the Yisraelistic machloikas. What is between the Hatova of the two Neiris? Is it Aktoris Akteris, the Kung to Rabbonon, or is it the Hakovas Atomid? And the Gemara brings a posik. Zog de Gemara, my time with Abishol, three lines before the end, Yudal on the base. Dichsi Babayka Babayka Betivas Neiris. It says Babayka twice. Babayka twice to tell me that Neiris is first. That means all the Neiris are first, according to Abishol. That means after all the Hatovas, then goes the Haktorah. And in between, before the last two, is the Hakovas Atomit. The Rabbonin say no. Between is Taked Haktorah. Maikom Rachmona, the Torah is telling us, Be'idin Hatovah. That means while you're doing the last two, Tehei Mak Dekteris, that's when you have to be Mak Dekteris. So that means, it's not the Pshat, finish all the Hatovah and then do the Dekteris, but Be'idin Hatovah, while you're doing the last two, it doesn't mean yaktir afterwards. It means be'idin atova. Why are you doing the last two? Then you're maktir. That's how you learn the Gemara. Now, Chassam Sofer in Parshas Baloischa, he learns up that not the pshat that be'idin you have to be maktir. He learns up that it means that at the same time that you're mative the last two, you're maktir. So ultimately, it can't be the same person. In Torah state, melamed al aron shleishino. Aaron Shleishino means that he always was Matlik the Neiris. Zog Chassam Sofer Atkedei Kach, his whole tenure, his whole life, he always was Meitiv the Neiris, and it was never Maktik Teiris. Why? Because Meitiv Neiris is Havelim Benin Tamil Chomim, and Maktik Teiris is Ashiris. So Napshat, let me try once, Akteris. Melamed al Aaron Shleishino, since it can't be done the same time, you have to pick one. Can't do it both at the same time, simultaneously. Vasachas. So since at the time of Atov is Aktorah, the last two, so Meli was Melamed Shleishino, he was always mate of the Neiris. And he never chose the option, which is something that we would gladly choose, of Ashiras. Not even once. Always the that's the Chassam Sofer in the Rosh in Parshas Baloischa.
What is how it's Yivshal Tzemtzum, that's
it, no? According to Chassam Sofer, it's two different people in the Chnami.
Even with two different...
I'm being native, you're being makter. Start the same time. We're not talking about something that... Why can't you say starting the same time?
We're talking about the exact same millisecond.
It can't be done by one person, that's for sure. It could be done by two people. You do A, I do B. Zog de Gemara. Now the Gemara brings a raya that according to the Chachamim, it doesn't mean that do all the Hatova, all Negas before the Keteris, but rather it means five and then two. The Eloi Teima Hochi, if you're not going to say like the Rabbonon, so Ben Abayim Dichsev, Uva Halois Aranes HaNegas, Ben Abayim Yaktireno. Over there it says also, Ben Abayim, before the evening, it says, Aran is Malad HaNegas, Yaktireno. It says Yaktireno afterwards. Are you going to say that Yaktireno over there means after all the Negas? Hochanami de Bereshe Madag Negas Vodem Mak Dikteris of Ben Abayim. Dikteris is afterwards. V'chite, Hochanami, you're going to tell me that's indeed so. It says me'erev ad boiker. It says in the pasuk. Yach oisaren abonav me'erev ad boiker from Hashem. So it says it has to be me'erev ad boiker, and we learn two things from me'erev ad boiker. Number one, we learn ten lo midoso shtei de lekas v'lekas kol alay lo me'erev ad boiker. You have to give the mida, the amount of shemen, which is a chatzi lug for every ner, should be madlik. Even in Tkuvas Tevis, it should be enough oil in there, and anything extra will be extra. That doesn't make a difference. But the point is, you should have enough for every night. That's one thing we learned from Me'erev Boiker. Another thing we learned of Acher, Me'erev Boiker, Ein Chavoyde Shekshere Me'erev Boiker, El Zubel Vad. This is the only Avoyde, that's the last Avoyde, that's Me'erev Boiker. So it can't be literally Ben Abayim Yaktireno, that after Adloka goes Aktora, this is the last Avoyde. It's Me'erev Boiker, Ein Zubel Vad, that's the last one. And that Gemara says, Elamai, Kom Rachmona, so must be the Torah is telling us, Be Eden Hadlocker, Te Makhtik Torah. It doesn't mean that after the Hadlocker, that's when you're Makhtir. Because we're bringing a ride from Ben Abayim, it can't mean that. So Elamai means, Be Eden Hadlocker, before you finish the last two, you're Makhtir. So Chanami Be Eden Hatova, Te Makhtik Torah. Just like by the Hadlocker, it means Be Eden Hadlocker, Te Makhtir. So within by the Hatova, like Rabbanon Nur, not like Abishol, it means before the last two is Hatova, you're Makhtik Torah. What's Abishol going to say? The Chorot Zestak Raya from Ben Abayim Yaktireno, that after Hadlocker, Avada doesn't, Imeelva Boker means literally the last. The Abishol Omeloch, Shani Osim Tchsiv Oisai. Over there, we dashen, like Rashi brings the Drosha, that Ein Chavoyde Yoim Ksheira Achad Logoson. Why does Hadlocker have to be the last? Because we dashen me'erev, the pasuk says, "Yach oisay arnevonov." The dor shachi oisay me'erev ad boiker, v'loy achem me'erev ad boiker. Oisay is coming to medayik. This is the last one. So Abishol agrees when it comes to hadlokah avad, it's oisay, it's the last one. But when it comes to the hatova, he says it doesn't mean the last one. Lo elam kibi that all the hatovas are done before. That's how the Gemara learns up the psukim according to Abishol, according to the Rabbanon. So the Gemara learned up two drushes from the pasuk of me'erev ad boiker. One is ten lo midosa shtei delekas velechas kol alayla me'erev ad boiker, and the second drasha of acher ein lo chavoyde shekshere me'erev ad boiker al zubel vad, that this is the last avoyde. So two auras on this. Number one, Rashi says that the mitzvah is ten lo midosa in the first drasha, that it has to have the man to light the whole night. So Rashi ten lo menora midas shemen, it has to have the mid of the shemen kedei shtei delekas kol alayla. So the question is, does that mean it's a shear in the shemen, or is it a shear in the hadlaka? Meaning the nafkamina would be, it, let's say you don't have enough shemen, but it lights aide nes, hadlaka nisis. Would that be chisorin in the shear hadlaka? Is the edin in the midas hashemen? Mashmoris and Rashi is, you have to have a midas hashemen. It's not the pshad, let's say I have hadlaka nisis, without the midas hashemen, it would be called a mais hadlaka. Because that's brought down b'shem Reb Chaim, others, Amakrish Reb Chaim ever said this, that what would the din be by a hadlaka nisis? Would the hadlaka nisis be considered a mais hadlaka or not? So if you need a midas shemen be'etzim, and if you don't have a midas shemen, even if it lights, it's not called a mais hadlaka, that means you need a hadlaka, and a hadlaka nisis would not be called a mais hadlaka. Shemen zayis nisis would not be called a mais hadlaka. So, Ibazoi, if Shemen Nis is not a Mais Hadlaka, what happened by Ner Chanukah? By Ner Chanukah, after all, it was a Hadlaka and it was a Shemen Zayis of Nes. So, in that, the Chaim said, Mipi Hashmua, that Pshat is, they put in all the Shemen Zayis. Nor in the Eichus, there was a Nes, but that's not called a Shemen Nisis. It was a regular Shemen Zayis. Just the Eichus lasted for 8 days, much less of the Shemen was needed for every single day. Now in Bris, there are the Makrish and the Shurim that Reb Chaim never said this. Number one, there's a Pfersha Targum Yoyerson that says in Parsha Vayakel, Vesa Shemen Lamaor, that it was a Shemen Nisis, that it came from Gan Eden. So we see it's called a Maisa Shemen Gufa. In addition, we see Behedi not like that, because they asked Reb Chaim, why Bechanakah did you need the Nesapach Shemen? Why didn't the Abishah just create a tree with Zayas on it? So Reb Chaim answered on the spot, that would be an Issa Orla.
So we see clearly from Rabbi Chaim answered that it's a Nissa Arla, that even Nissis is considered a Shemen. It's called Zayas, and it is an Arla. So then Zayas Nissis will be called a Shem Zayas, and that would not be a reason why it not be called a Maisad Loka. In addition, there's another Ara on the second limit of the Gemara. The Gemara said, Legabi Dener,
that Ein Lecha Avoidik Shecha Me'erevat Boik Alezu Bilvat. So the fact that Tais is Shonim over here, what do you mean that that's the only thing that's the last? After all, he brings a Gemara Menachas, the burning of the fats are also kosher the whole night. So what do you mean? This is the last thing. You're allowed to burn the Evorim Epidogim. And in Tom and Dishchat, we know, we learned that also the Pesach is later. Pesach is the last thing. So the Toshonim answers, in the Avodas Pnim, Ketores is not the last. Meaning, the Avodas Pnim of the Ketores, over there, the Hadlok is Taka the last. When it comes to Evorim Pdom, that's not Shver, that it's later. That's the Toshonim's Ha'ara. It's brought down, Biskarov in Shiurim, in Zvachim, he says that Toysim Menachas da Peites says that the Evorim and Pdorim are different because the Hadlaka takes place in the daytime. The Hadlaka takes place in the daytime. Even though it's burned all night, the Hadlaka is in the daytime. Actually, over here, it's at night. So even though it's burnt at night, but Hadlaka is in the daytime. Frak the Gvur Sari, right around that Toysis over there, what do you mean? Hadlaka is Menorah, also the Mitzvah is Oidyoim. So what do you mean? Why is the Pdorim any different than Hadlok of the Ner? On that, the Biskov explains, the Pshat in Tosfos is, because the Ikakim of the Hadlokah is that it should be Dolok Balayla. Not the Mais Hadlokah. It should be Dolok Balayla. Mashenken Evorim Pdorim, the Ikka Mitzvah is, not that it should burn at night. They should be Sariyuf in the daytime. So the fundamental difference. But both of them go throughout the night. Evorim Pdorim, Zok the Biskov, the Mitzvah is to burn in the daytime. Hadlokah, the Ikka is that it should burn at night. Yes, Avada, the Mitzvah is to be Madlikat in the daytime. But the mitzvah is that you should burn throughout the night. Here it is, you should make sure that you do it in the daytime. So Mela, it's taka called the last one, Ein Chodover, that's only Me'erevat Boiker. Evorim Eptorim, you sort of, you burn it in the day. That's what the Tosfos answers. Even though it's this Belaila, the Hadlok is in the daytime. The Hadlok of the Eptorim is in the day and it burns throughout the night. But that's not the Tachlis. The Tachlis is not the burning throughout the night. By Hadlokas Ner, the Tachlis that should burn throughout the night. So that's called Me'erev, that's called later. Toysef Menachas Peites. Zok the Gemara. So that was the first Teretz, was Abayis Teretz. That Kam Batovash Tei Neris, Kam Batovash Chomash Neris. That means, our Mishnah says, Teretz, and then Meitiv means the last two. And the Mishnah later on in Tei is talking about after the first five, that's when you're Makter. Rav Popa says another Teretz. Rav Popa Amaloi Kasha. After you establish the machlokes rabbonon abishol, ho rabbonon ho abishol, you can say very simple. According to the rabbonon, it's taka our mishnah that says that the last two is made after the teretz, because according to the rabbonon, haktoras is before that tova, and according to abishol, haktoras is not before; it's afterwards. The hakravas atomer is in between. So according to abishol, that's the next mishnah chafei where it says that the teretz is afterwards because it's taka after all seven. Very simple teretz. You're going to tell me our Mishnah is talking about Kirabonon. That means that the last two Makdir Teretz Meitzv Zaneris is Kong Rabonon, and Pius the Mishnah Daf Chofei is Kabashol that says that the Pius of Akteris is after all seven. Amos Seifa. There's another Mishnah, even a third Mishnah later on Daf Lamed Aleph. Over there it says Hevilo is Atomid when they brought the Kohen the Tomid. He shechted it. That means the finishing of the shechita after the Rav Simonim was done by another kohen. You know why? Like this, since the Avodah Yom Kippur has to be done through the kohen Godel, he asked the one mekabel the dam. How are you mekabel the dam if you're busy shechting? It's possible, humanly possible, but it's much harder after you did the Rav. It's ready kosher, so you stop the shechita. Someone else continued without a shiur. It's ready after Rav Simonim, and then you are mekabel the dam. So merik acher shechita al yodoy, and he's mekabel the dam. What happens afterwards? Nichnas lahakteres akteres. Then he's makteres. Shet azoyin daf lamed aleph. Ule heitevus aneres. Now here, this is clearly again. You have to establish going to rabbonim because heitevus aneres after teres means before the last two, your Maktik Tar is before. So it's going to the Rabbonon. So also the Rabbonon. So Reish v'Seif Rabbonon. The Mishnah Daf Yudalad Rabbonon. The Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Rabbonon. And the Mishnah of Hez, according to Abishol, where it says that the Pais of Teres is after all the Atovas and Eres. So the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. It's not Mistavra. Also the Rabbonon, Reish v'Seif Rabbonon, Mitzios Abishol. Omer lo Rapopa, yes, in Reish v'Seif Rabbonon, u'mitzios Abishol. So we have two terutzim. Abaye's teretz is both the rabbonon. Here we talk about before the last two, and later on chofei we talk about after the last five, after the first five. And according to Rapopa, it's abashol and rabbonon. So bishlam Abaye lo omek Rapopa. He doesn't want to establish like Rapopa. Why? Because it's shver to be matrik that the mishnah lamed aleph is back to rabbonon. Reishav sefer rabbonon mitzios abashol loimukin lo. El Rapopa, my time alone with Abaye. Why don't Rapopa say simple like Abaye? Abaye's teretz is, we talk about two parts of the Atova. One is after the first five, and one is before the last two. Oh my lord. The reason why Rapopa did not want to say like Abaye, Tona Beresha Atova Shtei Neres. First, our Mishnah Yudalit says Atova Shtei Neres. V'hodar Hatovas Chomesh Neres. And then in the Mishnah Chofei, it says after that Atova, you do the Akhtora. That's after the first five. What goes first? First goes five, then goes Akhtara, then goes two. So why would you say two before five? Two is the last two, not the first two. It should first say five, Akhtara, then two. Not two, and then Akhtara, two, Akhtara mean before the two, and then Akhtara after the five. In chronological order, you first light five, then you do two. Not first two and then five. So that's why it was matrik, not to say like Abaye. El Rapopa, my time alone, Kabaya Omaloch, Tona Beresha, Tovish Teneres, Roda, Tovish Chomish Neres, Vabaya Omaloch, that's not fair. Oiruya Baal Mahudu Komoira. We're not coming to say the Seder. So it's a whole new Taich. The Mishnah Yudalit says to be Margul the Koyim Bavoida. It's not talk about what takes place first. Chronological, five goes before two. Of course, Abaye agrees to that. The Mishnah Yudalit just saying be Margul. And like Tosa said in Omid Beis, Margul Bavoida Zoktosa is only the Koyim Gold of the last two. Fakir, the Kohen Hedyet Pasuk can do the first five. You only want to be Margalim in part of the Avoida. Which two? The last two, which is the most Choviv, which is the Concha, which is the final. So it's not talking about the Seda Advarim. When you come to the Seda, that's the Mishnah Chofei and Laman Aleph. Over there it says the Seda Advarim. First five, and then the last two. Here it's just telling me to be Margalim, what Avoida you're Margalim? You're Margalim the Hatova, so you're Margalim before the last two. Visidra hu hoda tonilei. Visidra tonilei. Afterwards it says the Seda Advarim. Zok Dibara Gufa. Now we're going to this machloikas that we had in the Bshimen Ish HaMitzvah in Tomid. There was a machloikas over there. It says, do you go by the Korban Tomid? Achas Yishtayim on Mizrach Tzofoy and Achas Yishtayim on Ma'ariv Doroim. That means one Zrika, which is two corners, both diagonal. Or do you go Enech Rami Mizrach Tzofoy and you do Achas Yishtayim? But when you come to Ma'ariv Doroim, Zok the Shimon Pazi, you do Ma'ariv alone and Dorim alone. So Zok the Gemara, Gufa Bolo Lekel Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Daisy Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Ma'arov is Droimis, Daisy Ma'arov is Droimis. You do Achas Yishtayim on both corners, Betoni alone. We learned in the Mishnah Tomid on that. Reb Shimon Nisha Mitzvah Meshana Betomid. He's Meshana in the Korban Tomid. He says Korban Tomid does not have this regular din of Oila that you do Achas Yishtayim on both corners, diagonally. Once you do that, Bolo Lekel Mizrochis Tzvoinis, Daisy Mizrochis Tzvoinis. That I agree. You do Achas Yishtayim. But Ma'arov's dream is noisim Ma'arov, v'achar noisim dreimer. You separate it first Ma'arov and then Dorim. Zok the Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon Ish Mitzvah. What's the reason? What's the reason of Reb Shimon Ish Mitzvah? Zok the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan Shum Chat ve'Rabbi Yanai Om Akro v'Sir Izim Echod Lechatos Lashem Al Oilas Atomed Yaseh V'Niskoi. This is the regular Korban Musaf Shchodesh. It says Sir Izim Echod. L'chatos l'Hashem, it's a korban chatos, the sirizim. Al oilas atomid, following the korban tomid. Ye'ose v'niskoi, ye'ose v'niskoi. So why does it say al oilas atomid? What's coming to tell me al oilas atomid, following the oilas atomid? It's coming to tell me, medayik, that oilahi, it's taka korban oila. A regular korban oila, oilas atomid is a oila. V'omer achmona ovi b'maisa chatos. Do something to this korban oila that has a unique aspect, like a chatos. The chatos you do, Achas on every corner. Mizrach, Ma'ariv Dorim Tzov, you do every corner one. Zrika. Mashenkin by a oiler, you do Achas Shishtayim. So by the oilish to be baldip carbon oil by Sirosh Chodesh is mentioned together, and it says in it alolis atomid that you have to do an aspect of chatos, which means a separate application by the oiler too. Even though you do achashish time in one corner on mizrach tzofen, when you come to Ma'ariv Dorim, Hotav Shimon and Pazi, you can learn this posik that it means Reb Shimon Nisham Mitzvah mean that you do Ma'ariv separate and Dorim separate. A ma'isachatos, meaning achashi achas on the last two corners. So over by ma'isachatos, Hoketzah the Biskov, we said the other day, he said that the vice is the oilus atomid is not a regular oiler. Here we talk, see, it's not a regular oiler. It's a din chatos in the oiler. He says the gabi din bikur is different, but in application, it has an achas she achas lafuki achas she shtayin. According to Reb Shimon Nisham Mitzvah. What do you do? No, it's an achashish time. You take a mizgoches tzvoinis over there to achashish time. That's the original point. Achashish time, like all maisa oila. Shtayim shen shtayim. Then you do each one separately. Kamaisa chatos. And that's what's stated in Posik. Since it says by Sorel Shchodesh that you do chatos Hashem al oila satomid. So it doesn't say milvad, that's a dik. It doesn't say milvad oila satomid, like it usually says. It says al oila satomid. So it's coming to tell me that a tomid has in it an aspect of chatos. Which aspect? The application is achas, is shtayim. Is shtayim kamaisa chatos. Two separate ones on Ma'irov and on what's it called? On Ma'irov and Andoroim, on the western and southern side. Frek the Gemara, if you want to make a separate application, so viliten shtayim shen arba kamaisa oila. So, do everything like an oiler first. Do shtayim shen arba kamaisa oiler. Mizrach tzofen achashi. I do vilitein shtayim shen arba kamaisa oiler. Meaning, first go mizrach tzofen like an oiler, and then ma'ariv dorim like an oiler. Achashi shtayim on both sides, both diagonal corners. Va'arba shen arba kamaisa chatos, and then do a ma'isa chatos. After you go one application, mizrach tzofen and ma'ariv dorim of achashi shtayim, then go around each corner separate, like you do by chatos. Chatos you don't do just ma'ariv and tzofen. By chatos you go all corners, mizrach and tzofen separate too. So go four applications like a chatos. And then you have a kiyum of both, an oil and a chatos. If you have a kapora, after four corners are covered, because you did achashish time on both diagonal corners, then it's impossible. You go again, one, 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 one. So it can't be a kapora, noch a kapora. What about v'chimatzinu dome shechetzion chatos? You're doing chetzion chatos. That means partially you do chatos, mizra, chatos meaning one and one. That we said you do ma'irev and what's it called? And dorim. V'chetzion oila, and partially do oila, meaning achash yishtayim, they do mizra tzofen. You also do something that you don't find a precedent for. So once you're doing something not a precedent for, so then do the same thing. Do achas yishtai in both corners, and then do achas four times. So you're doing something else that's not that you don't find anywhere else. You do achas yishtai and then achas. Zag demal v'chi matzino domi shechetzin chatos v'chetzin oilo. Ela akorcho, the reason is, hekesh nakosuf. There's a posik by Sir Chatos. By the pasuk it says by Musaf Shchodesh it says Sirus Imech Lechatos Al Oilas Atomid. Al Oilas Atomid says you do something which you don't find anywhere else. He kish takosuf. So Chanami Balkochen he kish takosuf. So the oilam do application of achas yishtayim on both corners and then achas four times. So the more is a fundamental difference. Hosam pisuk matonis ba'almihi. Over there when you do achas yishtayim mizrach dorim. I'm sorry, mizrach. Tzofen, achas yishtayim, and then you go to ma'ariv dorim, and you do achas. Over there, it's just a question of application. I'm standing in the corner where I'm supposed to do in one shot too, so I'm doing one. I'm not doing something so out of the ordinary. So mele, that's not fair of loy metzinu because of the posik. That's a pisuk batonas ba'alma. Instead of going in one shot, I go the two corners one by one. Masha'enkin over here, you're doing a whole new thing. You went achas yishtayim both corners diagonal, and then you want to go around again, one, all four sides. That's already considered loy matzinu. Frek the Gemara, a new kasha, v'neisiv achas yishtayim lamato kamaisa oilo. Maybe go lamato mechuta sikra like an oilo. An oilo is below the chuta sikra. Do achas yishtayim should be lamato mechuta sikra like an oilo, and shtayim and the last two should be lamailo kamaisa chatos. In Chanami, you want to split it in such a way. Achas yishtayim and then shtayim shishtayim on the other two. But let those be lemalo and lemato. A chatos is lemalo mechuta sikra above the half, and is below. So why don't you do achas yishtayim like a like a what's it called? Like a oila, which is lamato, and shtaim shin shtaim lamailo like a chatos. Why don't you taka do it lamalo and lamato? Let the application begufa be lamalo mato. We don't find blood being application of the zrika lamalo and lamato. So mele it can't be again loy mitzinu. Fegmova loy, we don't find this. But dan he's a mimenu ach lamalo v'sheva lamato. It comes to the par of Yom Kippurim. You go achas lamalo v'sheva lamato by the kapores. So we see you do have lamalo and lamato. So Gemara over there, it's not lamalo lamato. It happens to end up going lamato because you go kamatzlif. You go slowly one below another, but not the pshat. You're applying it lamalo lamato. So my kamatzlif, mach Rabbi Yudah kamenagdo. Like someone gets malchus, you go one after another on his back. It doesn't go in the same spot. We don't find application lamalo lamato. But now he's a mimenu al tahagoi. It says over there that your mazah mimenu al tahagoi. This is on the par that your mazah al tahagoi. This is going on the Mizbeach, on the Taras of Mizbeach, Apnimi, Sheva Pomim. This again, Achas, Achas, V'Achas. That's what you do in Yom Kippur. So you mean Al Tahogai Shom Mizbeach, Sheva Pomim. So you go on the Taras of Mizbeach, on the wool pastures, that means Sheva Pomim. My love, what does that mean? Apalgim Mizbeach. It means on the middle of the Mizbeach, you go, Apal Tahagai means the middle. Because just like we know, Kedamri Inchi, Tahara Tiago. Tahara Tira means in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, the afternoon, is the middle. So it means on the middle of the Mizbeach, on the wall, that's when you apply Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shaim. That means it goes in the middle. Not when you do something smack in the middle, it's impossible to be in the middle. Part are going to go up, part are going to go down. So we see it's going to be up and down, below and on top. Zog Demoga, Hopal de Yoima, that's by Tira. So we see you do an application of half. And for the Gemoga, Omer Rabba Vashila, Loi, it's not going on the wall, which is ultimately going to be above and below. Agufa de Mizbeach, it's going on the top of the Mizbeach. Dixivu Ketzav Hashemayim L'Toyah. L'Toyah means that it's revealed after your Medashin, the Mokum, and you removed everything in the morning, so it's on the top, and L'Oilam, it's not on the half. So there's Yisoyzik and Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, we'll finish with that. Rashi says that the reason why it's ultimately above and below, Al Tirosh Mizbeach, because Yev Shalitzamtzim. You can't put it smack in the middle. So part are going to go up on the wall and part are going to go below. Tosfos says no. That pshat is, you give, the chetzel amal and chetzel amata means that the metchila nosna ala karnos, first you put it on the corners, and then you put it on the chetzel mizbeach. V'rashi lepirushkein. The two applications are the karnos on mizbeach and then on the wall in the middle. That's called lamal and lamato. Rashi doesn't look like this. Zok de biskrov and shiurim, it's Rashi and Tosfos l'shitosom. According to Tosfos, Tosfos learns that pshat is, according to Rashi, the tiarash of Mizbeach and the karnos are two different kaporas, two different mitzvahs. So it's not called chetzi chetzi, it's two different applications. One is a mitzvah of karnos and one is a mitzvah of tiarash of Mizbeach. So mele, that's not called chetzi chetzi, it's two different mitzvahs, two different kaporas. Mashenge Tosfos in Zvachim learns that the karnos and the tiaroi, the corners and on the wall, is one mitzvah, it's not two kaporas. So mele, we see a chetzi chetzi. We see chetzi on the karnos and chetzi on the wall in the middle. So Tosfos Shita Taka is that it's called Chetzi Chetzi, partial on the corners and partial on the wall in the middle. That's called Chetzi Chetzi, Lamalo Lamato. Mashenken according to Rashi, Chetzi Chetzi would not be the corners and the tiara, meaning in the middle, because that's two different mitzvahs, two different kaporos, two different applications that are not connected one to another. But rather, Chetzi Chetzi means the fact that you place it exactly in the middle, and like Rashi says, it's ultimately going to be partial above and partial below, and that's the Chetzi Chetzi. Meaning the etzim application on the tiara, on the wall, on the side, that's called Chetzi Chetzi, because part is above and part is below. Mashenken according to Tosfos, that it's one mitzvah, the karnos and the tiara, so that goof is the chetzi chetzi. Karnos is above, and the tiara is called below. And that the Gemara is matcha then? No, we're going agufa de mizbeach. Agufa de mizbeach on the top of the mizbeach. We're not talking about the tiara, meaning on the wall in the middle at all. We're talking about on the top, like it says, ke'etzem ha'shemayim l'toyar. L'toyar means that the sky is l'toyar without any clouds, it's clear. So to the top of the mizbeach is cleared from the k'toris. And that's called tiara shemizbeach, the mokam agilui. And that's ke'etzem ha'shemayim, lo'elam it's on the top, so it's no shaykhas to anywhere that we find that it's on chetzi l'mal and chetzi l'mato. We'll stop over here, the top of Tezvovo Medbez.